Now, Priya, this episode may sound odd, weird, or even crazy to some, but I have to be honest, and I want to share this because I think it's important. I think it's really what things are about. And the fact that I started saying that, or some may think something strange with what I'm going to say, then that is strange. And that's what I want to talk about today. It is Conversations with God. I mean, there's a book also, not very famous, I mean, bestseller for a while. And I read it and, well, interesting. And you think that he actually had conversations with God or not, or just used that as a literary device? I don't know. But my point is, and was when I read it, that whatever is the case, we can, of course, have conversations with God. All of us. It's not that, oh, look at that person, he's a holy saint because can have conversations with God. But what I liked with that book is that it's just an ordinary guy. Actually, he was in a pretty dire situation in his life, and then just started talking to God, and God answers and wrote it down, and it became his book. And, you know, again, that question, was that voice really God or not? How do I know? Prove it to me. Well, one answer that I found for that question is it's proven by the truth in it. You know, if you hear some voice or them telling you something, it's like this and it's like that, you may go like, okay. But how do I know it's not just my own mind babbling as usual? Well, if something that just there came, spoken within or whatever, simply seems brilliant and true, and yes, wow, of course, then chances are, first of all, it's a good idea, and good ideas are good, right? So why not write it down and maybe use it or share it? Well, good ideas come from God, don't they? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that all knowledge, remembrance of forgetfulness and all that comes from him, and is leading our wanderings from within there, from the heart. So anyway, I have my conversations with God, and I'm really asking you, do you have such conversations with God, where you just sit down long in a room and talk with God, whatever form you prefer? To do that. And I've been telling in my Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners about this. Is really where it started for me, even. This, well, I guess I'll tell the story somewhere. could make a little animation here, put somewhere, or just cartoon. Just sat there in my kitchen, spoke to God one day, and got an answer. And how do I know it was God who answered? First of all, it was the answer I got, the way I got it, the voice that answered me was of such a completely different kind that I ever could imagine. I didn't expect anything in particular. I just wanted to speak to God and ease my heart and say, we need some help here. And when I stopped, there was this very, very clear, and I just said it the other day, answer there, not in a voice of air vibration, but within, just much freer, much superior. But from now on, don't worry, I will always take care of you and be with you. And that was almost 50 years ago. And I can just testify there as a proof of eternal evidence when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that when you approach him like that, he will take care of you. Give what you have, preserve what you have, give what you need. That's true. You can trust that. Trust Krishna. That's all I can say. So anyway, I had that talk, and I have started more and more for the past few years when old age came, and throughout my life, just turning to God, Krishna within, and a guru in the heart, and just here I am, do with me as you wish, just help me to become me, where I actually am, and if you so desire, then use me, please, as a tool for doing what you want done here on this planet. And that's, for me, basically all. And lately, the past few years, I'm just thanking them, Gandharva Gir, Dargunitai, and so on, the devotees, Guru Dev, these wonderful Bhagavat Acharyas, teachers. And that's it, really. So then I find myself more and more often now just sitting here in front of my altar. It's really a picture of the altar in Radha Kundan. Saying here, I am. And then just be there with Krishna, be there with God in reality. And I really feel more and more, get more and more convinced that this is what it's all about. You don't have to do work harder. Krishna just wants us to be with him. Stop everything else for a while now and then. And be with me here. Let's be together. Just talk if we want, or just sit here quietly together as friends do. So yeah, I guess we all have, and of course we do, all have our own relationship to God. I can only speak for myself, but and then as we took our walk today, one of us said this, so that, yeah, this Krishna consciousness is an internal thing. It's not about working yourself to pieces. Yeah. Therefore, it's important to understand this so that we don't get into some kind of accomplishment driven obsession, thinking that this is the only way to make Krishna satisfied with us, to work hard.